Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 3rd of November. Starting off with a stock which I wasn't expecting to be covering again, but here it is anyway, Anglo African Oil and Gas, just broken through its 200-day moving average. That's the black line there falling over the recent past. We haven't been above that for many months, as you can see, and so therefore the break above it is significant. While there's no end-of-day close back below the 200-day line, we're looking for a possible June resistance line target there up to 0.5 pence, which is the top of that triangle. Best case scenario target, which seems to be overly optimistic, but it's out there anyway, is up to 0.8 pence over a 2 to 3 month period if the company can get its act together. But as I said, we've got a decent breakout here after an extended consolidation for the shares. A stock which doesn't have such problems at the moment is Braveheart. In fact, it's the other way around, looking very, very strong indeed. We had 60 pence as the previous technical target here, which was the top of a rising trend channel from March. The view now is that while we're above that late October peak at 59 pence on an end-of-day close basis, we can see the shares up to the top of that July trend channel heading as high as 90 pence, and hopefully as soon as the end of this month. Another stock which has got the COVID maniacs on their toes at the moment is Cadma Innovation. We had the previous breakout through 3.4 pence, which was October resistance. Bit of follow through on that, up to 4.28 today. But the level to break now is 4.58, which is the late August resistance. If we can do that, it's difficult to see how the shares won't head up towards the best case scenario target here, up to 10 pence, which would retest the best levels of the year. Maybe that could be seen on a 2 to 3 month time frame. Otherwise, while we're above the 50-day moving average and the broken July resistance line at 2.97, looking for further gains anyway and regarding the shares as bullish. Hornby is the next stock in the collection today and was only included as almost as an afterthought because Hornby has not been one of the greatest performers of late, but seems to be a bit of a COVID winner as we all sit at home in lockdown with our train sets, perhaps. Situation here is that we've broken or hit the December resistance line target at 55 pence, and while we're above that, looking for a best case scenario target here as high as 70 pence, which is that July 2018 resistance line projection, hopefully over the next few sessions. Stock where there's a lot of chit-chat is iMedia at the moment. Here we've had a bit of a rocky ride. We had that spike through towards 40 pence in September, then came back and basically halved, hitting 20 pence. View at the moment is that at least while we're above recent neckline resistance of 30 pence, we could retest the best levels at 40 and perhaps even head up towards the 50 pence level over the next month or so. But obviously all of that only while we remain above the 50-day moving average at 27 pence. That would seem to be enough of a stop loss on the bull argument. On to Inspirit, which has defied the doubters and gapped up very sharply today, hitting the top of that rising trend channel from January around 0.12. That could or might be the top for the near term, but if you are a fan of the shares, you will see that there is the old November 2019 resistance area towards 0.25 as a possible destination, but I think we need a weekly close through 0.12 really to have a chance of achieving that particular situation. On to a stock which is totally new to the Bulletin Board Heroes, maybe its first and last appearance, but here it is anyway. It's gapped through the 200-day moving average at 78 pence. Longbow looking to head towards the top of that rising trend channel from February as high as £1.10. The upside argument really valid while we hold above today's gap floor at 75 pence, which is also the level of the 200-day moving average. Moving on to a stock which is looking quite decent on both a technical and a fundamental point of view, or perspective rather, Mobility One. Here we've got the shares that hit the 50-day moving average again. That's currently around the 11 pence level. So looking for an end-of-day close above 11 pence to then open up the possibility of a 30 pence target at the top of that rising trend channel from July. That could be hit hopefully by the end of the year. If you are cautious on the shares, maybe just give it a little bit higher, up to 12 3/4 pence last month's peak before regarding this as a momentum trade. But at least while we're above the initial November support at 8 pence, we are looking for further pushes towards the other the upside rather. On to a stock which is a fairly logical winner at the moment, Rainbow Rare Earths. Here we've had the shares not only break the initial target here at 5 pence, they've gapped up through the next resistance line as well, the top of the January trend channel at 6.5 pence, and end of day close above that could give us a journey towards the best case scenario target here, which would be hitting the old June 2019 resistance line projection up to 14 pence, hopefully on a 1 to 2 month time frame. The upside argument valid while we hold above today's intraday low at 5.5 pence on an end of day close basis. Stock which has been in and around the bulletin board heroes for quite some time is Sunrise Resources. Obviously, we had that wonderful move through July with a rebound above the 50-day moving average, or just below the 50-day moving average, in fact. Now we're looking to an end of day close above the 50-day line at 0.26 pence to give us a retest of August resistance at 0.4 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. The upside argument value while we hold above the 0.24 pence area, which is today's intraday low, but nice to see an end of day close through the 50-day line today. On to Tomco, which tends to churn a lot around the 0.6, 0.7 pence area. Not surprisingly, really, given that's the area of the 50 and the 200-day moving averages. But today's price action, if we can get a decent end-of-day close through 0.66, it could set up the shares for a retest of August resistance through 1 pence. Overall, the big picture target, if Tomco holders get lucky, is the top of that broadening triangle from October last year, currently pointing or insinuating a target as high as 2.6 pence on a 2 to 3 month time frame. Ideally, obviously, the shares don't head back below 0.5 pence in the interim. Finishing off with a relatively smooth looking chart that comes in the form of XL Media, which is going well at the moment. We've got we had the breakout of through the 27 pence October peak, and made very good progress today after that. Initial target here up to 40 pence, which is that late February resistance line projection, although it looks, I have to say, it looks as though this is a strong enough situation to deliver a move even up towards 60 pence, which would be the next resistance line up, if you see what I mean. So that is looking quite solid as well. But above 27 pence, the upside seems to be well in place at XL Media. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow. Just remember, maybe keep in mind one of the better Twitterati to follow, Craig Fish 1984, seems to be quite good on the micro caps in terms of his fundamental calls. Maybe follow him just to see what's going on as well. Don't normally make a recommendation or mention anybody in this broadcast, but seems to be quite impressive, or has been over the near term.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.